Welcome to Stateside on this very frigid fourth day of January 2017. I'm Cynthia Canty. So glad you're here with us. The river of politics keeps flowing. Even as the votes were being counted from Election Day 2016, eyes were being cast on Election Day 2018. In Michigan, that means a new governor to replace term-limited Rick Snyder. On Tuesday, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer became the first candidate to step forward into the ring. The former Senate Minority Leader filed the paperwork with the Secretary of State, allowing her to set up a committee to run for governor. Gretchen Whitmer is here with us now. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
You gave serious thought, as I recall, to running for governor in 2014, but you backed away. So why now? What has changed?
We now more than ever need a leader who isn't afraid to level with the people of the state, who's willing to bring us together, work toward bold solutions that really address the issues that so many of us are concerned about and confronting. And on a personal level, I'll tell you, my daughters are teenagers now, and my aptitude, my excitement, and my support has all come together, and now is a good time to jump in because we deserve better than what we're getting out of our leaders.
So for what you see in the state and then also just the family situation, is just a better place for you personally to be able to plunge in and do this now?
Well, there's no question that what is in the best interest of my family is paramount. And at this stage in our lives, I think we all know now is the time to jump in and to try to address some of the issues that we're facing as a state. And we're excited about it.
We just wrapped up an election that was pretty bruising for Democrats in Michigan. How do you think that you, as head of the ticket in our state, could change that narrative?
The voters of this state deserve leadership. Leaders who are focused on trying to solve problems and not politicize them. And I think that as we get around the state, and it's very clear to people that, you know, we are not a successful state until we are a state of successful people. We deserve leaders who are willing to fight for us and our economic opportunities and our kids' education. And those platform ideals and those values resonate with people, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or non-voters in this cycle. And that's really what we're working toward.
Gretchen, when you think of the election that we were just through, across the country, the Democratic Party took a big hit, the Trump victory and the GOP's domination of governorships and state legislatures across the country, certainly what we're seeing on Capitol Hill. Why do you think the Democratic Party's platform didn't resonate with voters?
One of the most important things that any candidate can do is to get out and to talk to people and to engage and to learn as they are on the campaign trail to ensure we understand the struggles that different people are confronting. We celebrate the successes that are happening. We work on a platform that creates economic opportunity for all of us and to take nothing for granted. That's really, I think, one of the most important lessons from this last election, that you can't tell people you're ready to lead them if you don't really understand where they are and what they need out of their government. And I think that's actually the most interesting and fun part of a campaign, is engaging with the people of the state.
What do you think, after two terms of Governor Snyder, what do you think Michigan needs more of or less of? In other words, what's working and what's not, in your view?
Frankly, we've seen a lot of colossal failures of government, and you don't have to look beyond the Flint water crisis for examples. Unfortunately, though, there are many examples. Michigan still remains the epicenter of the opioid crisis in the Midwest. We have got kids who are graduating from schools who are not prepared for college or the skills training they need to be successful. We've got a huge skills gap and income gap in Michigan. These are all fundamental failures that impact people every single day when they're worried about if their paycheck is going to meet their bills or whether their kids are going to be able to succeed when they graduate. And so these are, I think, fundamental problems that still haven't been addressed, that we need more than ever leaders who are willing to be honest about that and willing to find solutions to those problems.
We have heard other potential candidates' names bandied about for a possible run for governor, certainly including Congressman Dan Kildee and Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle from your party, and then from the GOP side, Attorney General Bill Schuette and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. What do you believe, Gretchen, sets you apart from those potential rivals?
We're going to have a robust vision that really is about economic opportunity, that is about building our education system and about making Michigan a leader again. There was a time when Michigan offered the best employment opportunities. We had the best schools in the nation. Our infrastructure set the bar for the rest of the country. And for too long, we've had leaders that have lowered our aspirations and tried to pit us against one another. And that's what I mean when I say we now lag the nation. We can be leaders again. We deserve better leadership. And I think that's the message that's going to resonate. And that's the message that's going to set me apart as a candidate, too.
Talk to us more about what you feel are your own personal qualities that really do set you apart from the others.
I went into the prosecutor's office in this last year, and it was an office that was struggling after, you know, a scandal that had happened. And
that was the Ingham County prosecutor, Stuart Dunnings III, replacing him.
Right. And I replaced him at a time when people didn't have faith in that office. There was a real question of integrity. Morale was low, and the public didn't have confidence in that office. And it took strong executive leadership to come in and right that ship. And I'm proud of that. I'm also proud of the reputation that I earned when I was in the legislature. I never went looking for a fight, but I didn't back down from one either. I think it's important to stand your ground on your values, but collaborate whenever you can. And things like Healthy Michigan, where I worked with the governor to ensure 1 million more people in the state had health care coverage. Those are things I'm proud of, and those are qualifications that set me apart and that we need more than ever in our leadership in Lansing.
Former Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, who's become the first candidate to jump into the 2018 race for governor. Thank you so much for spending time with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.